while, look at him. Pull up the wall. My just now?
Yeah.
Good morning. We end off with V'keirav tonu malkeinu l'avoidu secho v'shimcho ha-godol v'akodosh oleinu koroso. What does it mean, v'shimcho ha-godol v'akodosh oleinu koroso? You've proclaimed your holy and great name over us. What does that mean? So some of the Mefarshim say that the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is embedded in our name. So we're called Yisroel. So in the name Yisroel is named Kael. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu has embedded his name in us. Or we're called Yehudim. Yehuda has also Yud Kei Vav Kei. So in our name is embedded the name of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. But I saw a pshat from the Sifsei Chaim, Rav Friedlander, Zecher Tzaddik Livracha, which I like very much, but I'd like to be makdim that vort with a few ideas first. And we'll begin with the passage in the Haggadah, Mitchila Oyved Avodah Zorah Hoyu Avaseinu. So a pasuk there is quoted, Va'ekech Esavrom, Esavihem, Esavrom Me'eva Hanor, Ve'oilech oisei b'chol eretz kanan, ve'arbe es zaroi, ve'eten loy es Yitzchok, ve'eten le Yitzchok es Yaakov, ves Esav, ve'eten le Esav es Haseye, lo reshes oisei v'Yaakov bon av Yod Mitzrayim. So we start off with chila avoyde avaseinu lua oivad avoyde zara, and we go through kind of the history of Klal Yisrael, the foundation of Klal Yisrael. The problem is this, why the Baal HaGadol chose this pasuk to tell us our foundations. I always had this very shver. V'ar be'zar v'etan la'is Yitzchok, v'etan Yitzchok is Yaakov, v'es Esav, v'etan la'isav is Har Seir. What does that interest us? This is our story, the HaGadol on Pesach night is our story. Not interested in Esav. Not only that, V'eten li Yitzchok is Yaakov es Esav, V'eten le Esav es Haseya. Well, it's a pasuk, not Hanami, it's a pasuk which is quoted. But containing this pasuk is all things which doesn't really interest us. I don't care about Esav having Haseya. And then it carries on. V'yakov avon of Yodim Mitzrayim. What's the connection? I gave Esav Haseya. V'yakov avon of Yodim Mitzrayim. There doesn't seem to be any connection at all. So there's a beautiful Briskerov who says the following. Let me first be makdim that if you want to say stomach selection process, we're going through the selection of Klal Yisrael until we get down to Mitzrayim. So there's somebody missing here. Where's Yishmoel? Where's Yishmoel? We started with Va'ekech Esavrom Esavim Me'eva Esavrom Me'eva No Va'elech Oisav B'chol Eretz Kanan Va'ar Be'zar V'etel Es Yitzchok. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Yishmoel as well, and then he goes to Yaakov and Esav. So why is Yishmoel missing? The answer is that Yishmoel never came into the reckoning. Ki v'yitzchok yikor l'chazorah. Yishmoel never came into the reckoning at all. There was no hava mina that Yishmoel would become Klal Yisrael. However, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to Yitzchok two sons, Yaakov and Esav. V'etan Yitzchok is Yaakov v'es Esav. How do you know that Esav was not in the running? Esav was certainly in the running. Horaya, Yitzchok wanted to give the bracha to Esav. So, at what point was Esav deselected. Yitzchak was never in the running. Sorry, Yishmael was never in the running. But at what point was Esav deselected? So the Brisker Rav says, Yaakov already, when Yitzchak sent Yaakov to Lavan, to run away from Esav, that's when he said, V'yitin l'cho es birchas Avraham l'cho l'zarecha, l'rish l'cho es eres megurecho. So that point, as it were, Yitzchak already said to Yaakov, I want to give you the brachas which I inherited from Avraham. At that point, l'chora was a deselection of Esav from Yaakov. However, the truth is that Esav opted out himself. Listen to this pasuk. This is in Vayishlak. Vayikach Esav es noshov ves bonov ves benoisov ves kol nafshes beisoi. Vayelech el eretz mipnei Yaakov ochiv. Vayeshev Esav bahaseir Esav hu edoim. So Esav knew that Klal Yisrael were not going to have an easy run. Because it says, Vayomel Avraham yodaya teda, ki ev, ki geyi yazarech oberes loylehem, vavodim vino Esav. So he knew that. So Chazal say, what's Peshat? Mipnei Yaakov Ochiv. What's the pasuk again? Vayikach Esav es noshu ves bonov, ves bnois, vayelech el eretz mipnei Yaakov Ochiv. What's mipnei Yaakov Ochiv? Says the Medrash, Mipnei shtar choiv shel gezeiras ki geir yezaracho hamutl al zara shel Yitzchak. He ran away mipnei Yaakov Ochiv. He ran away from Yaakov. He didn't want to have anything to do with this gezeira ki geir yezaracho beres loylehem. Oma eilech li mikan eili chelek loy be matono shenit loy haoretz hazois veloy be pro nashtar. I don't want the land. And I don't want the conditions which come with the land. Because to get Eretz Yisrael, there are conditions attached. And the conditions attached are, ki gezer yir zarecho be'eretz lo lohem, that you're going to have to go down to Eretz Mitzrayim. And I don't want to have anything to do with that. And therefore, Yeshev Esav v'haseir. So Esav settled in Haseir. He ran away mipnei shtar, because of the shtar, which he didn't want to have anything to do with it. And he received Haseir as his achuzah. It says, Eile alufe edem lemoshvay som be'eretz achuzosom. So Rabbi Yisrael said, if that's what you want, that's fine. You can have Haseya as an achuzah. It's a beautiful Ramban. The Ramban says that Yaakov opted in. It says, Vayeshev Yaakov be'eretz megurei aviv. That comes just after these psukim that Esav went to that's the end of Vayishlach. Esav went to Haseya. VeYaakov, what was VeYeshev Yaakov? Eretz Megurei Aviv, says the Ramban. What's Eretz Megurei Aviv? He was still a ger. He was prepared to be Mekayim, the ger Yezarcho, be'eretz Loilahem. Be'eretz Megurei Aviv. This Eretz, Canaan, is still belonging to Canaan. And there still has to be a kiyum of ger Yezarcho here in Eretz Canaan. And you're going to have to go down to Egypt as well. So the Megurei Aviv is the kiyum of the condition which Hashem made with Avraham Avinu. So you see that Esav opted out and Yaakov opted in. And now all the three questions which we asked on this passage in Agoda are answered. V'etin leYitzchak es Yaakov ves Esav. Yishmael was never in the running. Ki b'Yitzchak yikor lechazara. I gave Yaakov and Esav. Who said that Esav is not in the running? He was always in the running. He could have been the Yoresh. He said, I don't want it. So I gave him Haseir. He got his Achuzah. The Yaakov and Bonav Yodan and Mitzrayim, they took on their own shoulders, the ger yezarecho be'eretz loylahem. Now it's all connected. This is the story of Klal Yisrael. I asked, well, who cares about Esav? Who cares about Esav? The answer is Esav was very much in the running. If you want to know the story of Klal Yisrael, you have to understand what took place. Yishmael was never there, but Esav was. So Esav has to be deselected. Esav chose Haseah. And Yaakov Abonav, they chose to take on the Gezerah of Kigei Yer Zarecho Be'eretz Lo Lahem. That shtickle is the Briskerov. That's how the Briskerov learns Peshat in this sequence in the Pesukim. And that's the story of Klal Yisrael, says the Meiri. That's how we go. Mitchila Oved Avodah Zarah HaYavaseinu. And then we carry on the whole story, and that finishes in Dayenu. V'noson lonu es HaTorah, v'chnisonu l'Eretz Yisrael, uvonu lonu es Beis HaBechira. So that's the story of Klal Yisrael. But then we went into Golus. Then we went into Golus. Was that Chas V'Sholom a deselection of Klal Yisrael? Chas V'Sholom. That's what the Goyim said. Apostle Nitzavim. V'omru kol ha-goyim. Almeh osu Hashem kocho le'oretz hazois. Why did Hashem do this to Klal Yisrael? V'omru al asher ozvu es bris Hashem. They deserted the bris which HaKadosh Baruch Hu made with Klal Yisrael. V'yitshem Hashem me'al admosam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu threw them out of the land. Ba'af uvechem uvekesef gadol v'yashlichem el eretz acheres. And he threw them into another land. Says the Alshich, the loshen of v'yashlichem, a loshen of hashlocha, if I throw something, if I throw a ball, my hand stays here and the ball goes there. So the Goyim said v'yashlichem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has excommunicated Klal Yisrael. They didn't stick to the covenant. They didn't stick to the bris. So he's thrown them out. And he's thrown the ball, as it were. And that's it. And that's what the Christians, Yimach Shemam, have been saying for 2,000 years. And persecuted Klal Yisrael for 2,000 years. Their story was that we blew it, as it were. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu excommunicated us. And we're never coming back. That's been their story. Are they Chas V'Sholom right? For this we have to turn to an exchange, a famous exchange, which took place between Louis XIV and the famous scientist Pascal. Louis XIV turned to Pascal in court. He was in his court. He was holding court. And he turned to Pascal and he said the following. He said, you know, people tell me that there's a God in this world who is ruling history and nature. He controls history and nature. I don't see that at all. I don't see a God controlling this world. I see the laws of nature. That's all. The sun rises in the morning and sets in the evening. And then the seasons, and the world goes round by itself. Prove to me that there's a God, Pascal. And without batting an eyelid, Pascal said to Louis XIV, the Jews, your majesty, the Jews. That's what he said. What did he mean? He was talking about the survival of the Jewish people. Because the survival of the Jewish people defy all the laws of history and nature. Let me explain what I mean. What defines a nation? If you would like a definition of a nation, I think you would say that a nation becomes a nation through three things. A land, a common land, a common language, and a common culture. So, for example, an Englishman is an Englishman because he lives in England, he speaks English, and he drinks beer. A German is a German because he lives in Germany, or is born in Germany, and lives in Germany, and speaks German, and eats sauerkraut. Oh, yeah. Okay. You can choose whatever you like. But you understand what I mean?
Yeah.
It's a common land, a common language, and a common culture. What causes the disintegration of a nation? When you lose your land, or you lose your language, or you lose your culture. Now, I'll tell you something, you don't even have to lose your land to disintegrate. When another country conquers or invades your land, what happens is they have a different language, they have a different culture, they invade your land, and they conquer you. What happens is that they are the dominant force now. And there's something called the dislike of the unlike. People don't like it if you're not like them. So what happens is, if they're the conquering nation, and if they invade, the best thing you want to do, if you want to keep your head on,
join them.
Is what?
Join them.
Join them. If you can't beat them, join them. That, in another way, is called assimilation. How does assimilation occur? Because an invading force comes in, conquers you, has a different language, has a different culture, but they are the dominant force, and you better conform if you want to keep your head on. It's called the dislike of the unlike. And that causes assimilation. Arnold Toynbee, a famous historian, in a monumental work, The Study of History, charts the rise and fall of 21 different civilizations. 21 different civilizations. Yet the Jews not only were invaded, not only were conquered, but they were thrown out of their land. Now that is not so common. Conquest and invasion is very common, but to disperse and to take the resident nation and throw them out and disperse them throughout the world to all four corners of the world, which is the Jewish exile, the story of the Jewish people, is highly uncommon. If I would make an experiment with you, maybe I can. How long have I got? For 25 to?
Yeah, 10 minutes.
Let me just try. Do you mind? Do you mind, Johnny? I always like a nice exchange. Can anybody tell where do you come from? Where are your roots? Your parents and your grandparents? Anybody?
Russia.
Russia.
Ireland.
Ireland. Ireland. Who said Ireland? Very good. Ireland. Anybody else?
Germany.
I'm from Germany. South Africa. Hungary.
Lithuania.
Czechoslovakia.
Lithuania.
Lithuania. Switzerland,
London.
Poland,
London.
London. Yes, I know, from London. Yes, yes. Did you see what happened just now? I don't know if you noticed what happened. It came out that as many people who are sitting in this room came from different lands. I'm German. I used to. I mean, my parents did. Hochdeutsch. Talk about a common land. Talk about a common language. You didn't even talk about the Sephardim. What about Morocco? What about Tunisia? Where's the common land? Where's the common language? Where's the guy that spoke Yiddish? That's itself a miracle. Common land, common language, common culture. We've been all over the world. By all the laws of history and nature, the Jews should have disappeared years ago. There should be no trace of the Jewish people. And yet we're here. And that is an open miracle, and that's what Pascal meant. He turned to Louis XIV and said, if you want proof that there's a God in this world, the Jews, Your Majesty, because there is no rational explanation for the survival of the Jewish people. It makes no sense whatsoever. And that's the evidence of God. And Pascal wrote L'Shitosoi. Let me quote to you in one of his essays what Pascal wrote. This people are not eminent solely by their antiquity, but are also singular by their duration, which has always continued from their origin till now. For whereas the nations of Greece and of Italy, of Athens and of Rome, and others who came long after have long since perished, these ever remain. And in spite of the endeavors of many powerful kings who have 100 times tried to destroy them, as their historians testify, and as it is easy to conjecture from the natural order of things during so long a space of years, they have nevertheless been preserved. And this preservation has been foretold. Pascal says, foretold. He means that in the Torah foretold that despite all the laws of nature and history which would suggest that the Jews should not survive, they will survive. Hashem said to Avraham Avinu, "Vaki moisi es brisi beini uvein zaracha acharecho ledoiroi som libris olam." How long is bris olam? Quite long. Lias lecho lelokim leolazaracho acharecho. And the Torah predicts, "Va'af gam zois bi'oisom be'eretz oyvehem." Golas, yes. Disappearance, no. That is a nevuah. If you're looking for evidence of Torah min Hashamayim, this is one of them. Who would speak like that? Who could predict that according to all the laws of history and nature, I'm going to send you, I'm going to scatter you. That's all. Vehefis. Vehefis says the Torah. If you don't keep my mitzvah, you don't keep my bris, I will scatter you. That's also predicted. I will scatter you to all four corners of the earth. That's predicted. And it happened. So if I'm going to scatter you to all four corners of the earth by the laws of nature and history, that means that you won't survive. And yet I'm telling you that you will. How do you do that? All the laws of nature and history say it's not possible, says Mr. Pascal to Louis XIV. I just quoted the Geusche sources because people are impressed by Geusche sources. But let's come to our sources. Said Rav Yaakov Emden, Zeche Tzadik Livrocha, in Akdoma to his Siddur, Chai Nafshi, Kis Behis Boinani Benifloyes Eile. He's talking about the survival of the Jewish people. God lo yetzli yoise mikol nisim v'nefloi shos Hashem yisborach la'avaseinu b'mitzrayim uv'amidbo v'eretz Yisrael. I consider our survival greater than all the nisim v'nefloi shos Mitzrayim in the midbo. V'chol ma she'orach ha'golus yoise nis'ames ha'nes yoise v'noida mas ha'tokpo groisam. The longer the golus, and the survival, the bigger the ness. And he died in 1776. And we're 230 years later. That's what he meant. Pascal. And with this hakdoma, I can now tell you what the Sifsei Chaim said. Atzo v'chatonim yikolo amin. Or hafta son of Ratzisa Bono. Ramam tonami kolashoinus, Vikdash tonamis the secha, Vikam tonaki lava the secha, Vishimcho hagodo vakodosh, Olele Koroso. It's not just that Hashem's name is embedded in our name, Yisroel or Yehuda. Our existence testifies to the Rabboinu Shel Olam. Vishimcho hagodo vakodosh, Olele Koroso, you have embedded your name. If anyone wants to know that there's a God in this world and that he's controlling history and nature, the Jews, your majesty, the Jews. So our survival is the greatest testimony to the existence of the Ribbono Shel Olam. V'shimcha ha'godo v'akodosh aleinu karosa. Isn't that a beautiful pshat? You should be jumping on your seats. Beautiful. So let me finish off. With the following, just with one more posuk, we're about to enter the last part, the last chelek of this beautiful Yom Tov of Pesach. We're up to Shvisho Pesach, this Shabbos, we will be learning the Shira. And one of the psukim in the Shira is Ad Yavo Amcha Hashem, Ad Yavo Amzu Koniso. Ad Yavo Amzu Koniso. This people whom you have acquired, says the Baal HaTurim, there's another Amzu. We've got one Amzu, Amzu Konisa. There's another Amzu. Amzu Yotzarta Li Tehelosi Yosaperu. That's also the Amzu. Mamish this word. Amzu Yotzarti. I've created this people. Tehelosi Yosaperu. They express my praises. And you can now love shout, they express my praises just by their existence. Amzu Koniso, the Rabbi Yishlam has acquired us as his people. He acquired us at Matan Torah to be the Am HaNivcho. Amzu Koniso. And what's its purpose? Its purpose is to fly the flag that there's a God in this world who controls history and nature. So when we say Hallel, this Shvi Shel Pesach, we should feel the simcha and the privilege of being a chelek of a people who endures and defies all the laws of history and nature. May the time come when Va'olu Mashiim Nishpoit Ha'esov Va'oysel Hashem Amlucho Va'yashem Lemelech HaKol Ha'oretz ביום ההוא יהיה השם אחד ושמו יהיה אחד.